Jamie watched him in silence. The man in her apartment looked perfectly pleasant, which failed to explain the knots tying themselves in her stomach. Her hands fluttered nervously to her throat, and eager to have him gone, she asked, "Is there anything else?"
"Yes."
He slipped his hand into his jacket. "May I trouble you for a glass of water?"
"Of course."
She smiled in relief and turned. The shot was silent and accurate, exploding through her brain with ruthless efficiency. The bullet lodged in the drywall. Jamie's body crumpled soundlessly to the ground, the yellow flowers of the carpet darkening with blood. Snapping latex onto both hands, he leaned over the body and pressed two gloved fingers to her throat. Like any good officer, he regretted the necessity of killing, but sometimes options were limited. With her betrayal, she'd become a liability. He pulled out a set of needle-nose pliers, removed the bullet, and collected the casing. Removal of the body was possible, but an unnecessary risk. By the time she was discovered, the authorities would chalk the death up to home invasion. He considered violating her, but he hadn't come adequately prepared for that scenario. With efficient motions, he replaced his tools, then crossed to the thermostat on the window unit. After adjusting the knob to its lowest setting to keep the stench of death at bay, he collected his bag and walked out the front door. Satisfied, he returned to his vehicle, though no evidence showed in his stiff expression. The resolution to his mission had been sloppy, but the objective had been achieved. The swing justice of the Supreme Court was on the verge of death, and the only person who knew of this operation had been terminated.